In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. We remember yesterday from the Acts of the Apostles that Jesus said, "Go into the city and pray, Jerusalem, until you are filled with power from on high, the power of Pentecost." There were 120 people gathered together in the upper room, in the cenacle, where the Lord celebrated the Last Supper. And they were together in one accord with Mary, the mother of Jesus, and his brothers. I tell you, when we are together in spirit and soul and body, things begin to happen. Jesus, on the night before he died, prayed that there would be unity in the church. Not minus diversity, but unity, that there would be one heart, one soul, and one people that are filled with the Holy Spirit, and calling down Jesus that he would do the miraculous, and that the word of God would be proclaimed to change the people's lives. So we see that this whole experience of Pentecost was promised by Jesus. In Mark's gospel, it's the same thing. The last verse, or the last chapter, "You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes." We need that power. I tell you, we are in the day of Pentecost now. The church is in the day of Pentecost now because the Holy Spirit leads us to Jesus. Chapter 2, Acts of the Apostles. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place, but not only in one place, but in one experience. They were together in one accord, and suddenly from the heavens there came a sound like a rushing violent wind that filled the entire house where they were sitting. And when I read this, I get the whole experience of the 37th chapter of Ezekiel. "The hand of the Lord came upon me, and he brought me out of in the spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me all around them. There were many lying in the valley, and they were very dry." Well, you know what? So many churches are very dry. We need that outpouring of the Spirit. We need Pentecost. We need God to do what only God can do. He said to me, "Son of man, can these bones live?" I answered, "O Lord, you know." But he's not saying that I know. Of course he knows. He's saying, "Can you believe that these bones could live?" Then he said to me, "Prophesy to these bones and say to them, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, I will cause breath, wind, to enter you, and you shall live, and I will lay sinews on you, and cause your flesh to come upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord." Can these bones live in the church? Does God want to raise up the bones and fill the people with the Holy Spirit? Of course he does. That Holy Spirit was not only to celebrate Pentecost, but we are living in the day of Pentecost until the time when Jesus Christ will come again in his glory. We are a Christocentric religion. Our faith is centered upon Jesus, his ministry, his passion, death, burial, and resurrection. So I prophesied, and as I had been commanded, and I prophesied, suddenly there was a noise of rattling. The bones came together, bone upon bone. I looked, and there were sinews on them, and flesh had come upon them, and skin had covered them, but there was no breath, no wind in them, no ruach. Then he said to me, prophesy to the breath, prophesy, mortal man, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds of the earth and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. I prophesied as I had been commanded, and breath came into them, and they lived and stood up on their feet, a vast multitude, a vast army. You see, before the wind entered into them, before the spirit entered into them, they were dead people. Do we have dead people in the church looking for life, looking for the outpouring of the spirit? They might not even know what they're looking for. When I was in Arizona, there was a family that needed prayer because they were being bothered by demons. And you know what? Our people went to their house to pray, but they needed more. They needed that this child especially would be delivered from evil, that the power of the Holy Spirit would come upon her, and that there would be new life. And you know what? They found that new life in another ministry. Unfortunately, they found that new life in another ministry. Unfortunately. Let's listen. Then he said to me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel, or the church. They say our bones are dried up, our hope is lost. We are cut off completely. Therefore prophesy and say to them, thus says the Lord God, I am going to open your graves, yes, Lord, O my people, and I will bring you back to the land of Israel. That's happened already. And you shall know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and bring you from your graves, O my people. I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live, and I will place over you your own soil, and on you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken, and I will act, says the Lord. I have spoken, and I will act, says the Lord. When they came together, the 120 in one accord, the word of God says, suddenly from heaven there came a sound of rushing wind, the ruach, the wind of the spirit, a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting, and divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and tongues rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them utterance. What happened? The Spirit of God came suddenly. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Go into the city and pray until the promise of the Lord comes upon you. It is better for you that I leave, Jesus said, because if I leave, I will send the Holy Spirit. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. Why? Why are there devout Jews? Because they are celebrating the giving of the law that Moses gave them. So they came from all areas around. And at the sound of the crowd gathered, they were bewildered because each one heard them speaking in his own native tongue. Amazed and astonished, they asked, are not all these people speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in our own native language? We are Parthians, Medes, Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt, and parts of Libya, beginning with Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and people preparing to be Jews. I tell you, they were celebrating the law this day, but the law was given through Moses, but this wind, this ruah, this life of God comes through Jesus Christ. Oh yes, Pentecost changed the whole dimension of the apostles' lives. How we need Pentecost. And you know what? If you celebrate Pentecost, you see, there is a cost in Pentecost, and the cost is that people will reject us, but the church is in need of Pentecost. Father Tom is in need of a new Pentecost. Everyone who hears my voice is in need of a new Pentecost. There were Cretans and Arabs. In our own languages, we hear them speaking about God's deeds, what deeds? About the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And all were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They are filled with new wine," or they were filled with new wine, "but not wine from grapes, but wine of the Holy Spirit." They were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them utterance. It's interesting that some heard them in their own native language and others heard garbled talk. "These men are drunk." And what does Peter say? Oh, but Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these men are not drunk, as you suppose, for it's only 9 o'clock in the morning." What does that mean? Bar rooms aren't open. "These men are not drunk, as you suppose." Oh, yes, they were filled with new wine, the new wine of the Holy Spirit. How we need that new wine. And it must be put in new wineskins, and that's the wineskins of grace. How we need the Holy Spirit, how I need the Holy Spirit, how I need that Spirit to give me encouragement, you too, to give you encouragement. How we need God's Holy Spirit to do a new thing in our lives, how we need the Spirit of God. I wonder what would happen if we were praying and fire landed above our heads. I wonder, would we call 911 or would we rejoice that the fire of God is entering our bodies? Often as I pray for healing with people, they will tell me, "Your hand feels like an iron, a hot iron." And I check my hand, it's just normal. But that's the gift of the Holy Spirit that heals, that brings healing. Oh, yes. I called someone yesterday, and I ask you to pray with me for the person I called yesterday, because she was diagnosed with cancer, and she needs a great healing. Her name is Sharon. Father, deliver Sharon from this cancer. Deliver her, Lord, by the power of the blood, by the power of the Holy Spirit. She needs your touch, O Lord. She needs the touch of God to come upon her. She needs that, O Lord. She needs a miracle. And that miracle is in the Holy Spirit. How we need the Holy Spirit. How the church needs the Holy Spirit. How we need to know that we are living in the day of Pentecost. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel, what they're hearing. "In the last days it will be," God declares, "that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh." Oh, God, make that prophetic word alive in us, that you would pour out your Spirit upon all flesh, upon all Catholics, upon all people that aren't Catholic, upon all Protestants, upon all Orthodox. Pour out your Spirit upon us so that we will live, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. How we need to speak the prophetic word to people. How we need to speak the prophetic word to people that in Jesus Christ God is glorified. In Jesus Christ, through his death, burial, and resurrection, we come to new life. I had a third grade class while I was in Arizona, and I taught them all about the cross. And we prayed, into my heart, come into my heart, Lord Jesus. And one little child went to his mother And he taught her, the mother, the song. And the mother said, but I'm not Catholic. You don't have to be Catholic for Jesus to come into your heart. Look at Billy Graham. Look at what he did. I remember Cardinal Wattier, Pope John Paul II, invited Billy Graham into his church, and he spoke the word of God, and people gave their lives to Jesus. Yes, that was by Cardinal Wattier, Pope John Paul II. And your young men shall see visions, yes, and your old men shall dream dreams. How we need to see visions and how we need to dream dreams. I remember praying with the lady who had cancer, and all of a sudden I saw an SOS pad, and I said, scour it out, scour it out. I had a vision. I saw, call it a picture, I don't care what you call it. Scour it out, scour it out, scour it out. When she went to have her CAT scan, the doctor said, there's no cancer, it looks like it was scoured out. I had that picture, and I prayed into that picture. Scour it out, scour it out. Yes, God says that we would have visions and dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit. God wants to pour out his spirit upon all flesh. But let me tell you what keeps the spirit from being given to us in power. We want to control. And I tell you, the spirit is the controller. The spirit is the controller. We are not the controllers. We can control so much that we omit the presence of the Holy Spirit. We omit the presence of Pentecost. Oh yes, it's so easy to want control. But Jesus says, my spirit will take control of you. He will lead me. He will lead you to me. He will show you the great and awesome and mighty things that he wants you to do. And they shall prophesy, and I will show portents in the heaven above and signs on the earth beneath, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon to blood. Therefore, the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. I tell you, we have not yet experienced Joel's prophecy in fulfillment, in full measure. Oh yes, we have experienced Pentecost, but we need more. Oh yes, we have experienced the baptism of the Spirit, but we need more. We need that God would do something new in us by the power of the Spirit, that he would make Jesus come more alive to us, that we would know the power and presence of God. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Let's call on the name of the Lord. Lord Jesus, come dwell in my heart by faith. Lord Jesus, forgive my sins. Lord Jesus, be my Lord and my Savior. I call upon your name. Jesus, you pour out the Holy Spirit. Pour out the Spirit of God upon us in a mighty way, that everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You that are Israelites, listen to what I have to say. Jesus of Nazareth was a man attested to you by God with deeds of power, wonders and signs, and God did through him among you, as you yourselves know. Yes, Jesus preach the kingdom of God, and in preaching the kingdom of God, he did signs, wonders, and miracles, and did also miracles at the sea, called the sea to be calm. He healed blind Bartimaeus. He healed the woman at the well. She became a believer and an evangelist. He healed the people with leprosy and had said, go show yourself to the priest. I tell you, Jesus was filled with the Holy Spirit. He said in the fourth chapter of Luke, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has given me that power to give sight to the blind and hearing to the deaf and to raise up a people that belong to God. This man was handed over to you according to the definite plan and foreknowledge of God. You crucified and killed him by the hands of outside the law, but God raised him up. Hallelujah. He was raised up. And what you see and hear now today is the power of the Holy Spirit being poured out by the risen Christ, having freed him from death, because it was impossible for him to be held in the power of death. Why? Because Jesus is the life. God from God, life from life, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one in substance with the Father, by whom all things were made. David says concerning the Lord, I saw the Lord always before me, for he is at my right hand, so that I will not be shaken. Therefore my heart was glad, my tongue rejoiced. Moreover, my flesh will live in hope, for you will not abandon my soul to Hades, no, nor let your Holy One experience corruption. Do you know what day that Jesus rose from the dead? It was the third day. And if one more second had elapsed, he would have rotted. Yes, it's 4 days in the Holy Land for a body to begin to decompose. God raised him up at the exact second that he needed to be raised up again. And you have made known to me the ways of life, and you will make me full of gladness in your presence. How we need that gladness. The church needs the gladness. I need the gladness, so that people will see by our lives that we are in the Lord and that we have something that the Lord has given us. I prayed with a young man yesterday, and Jesus came into his heart, and he was filled with peace. How he was smiling, and how he wanted to do things for the Lord. Take it easy, I said. Take it easy. Fellow Israelites, remember they're there for the giving of the law. I may say to you confidently of our ancestor David that he both died and was buried, and his tomb is with us today. I tell you, Peter was pointing to the tomb of David. And if the prophet was not talking about David, the prophet was talking about Jesus. Since he was a prophet, he knew that God had sworn with an oath to him that he would put one of his descendants on his throne. Who's the descendant? His name is Jesus. Foreseeing this, David spoke of the resurrection of the Messiah, saying he was not abandoned to Hades, nor his flesh experienced corruption. This Jesus God raised up, and of that we are witnesses. I tell you, even the women were witnesses. And in the time of Jesus, women could not be witnesses in the court. But the first witness of the resurrection was Mary Magdalene and the other Mary. You know, how do I conclude this? I conclude this by saying how we need the outpouring of the Spirit. How we need that God would show up in such a way that our lives get changed as on the day of Pentecost. How we need the baptism of the Spirit. Jesus said, John baptized you with water, but in several days you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit. How we need the baptism of the Spirit so that we can do the ministry that God calls us to do. That baptism of the Holy Spirit has kept me alive since 1968. How I need more. How I need more. How you need more. How you need more. We need this outpouring of the Spirit in such a way that our lives get changed in that way. We need that the wind of the Spirit would blow through our dry bones. Oh yes, the Ruah, the wind of the Spirit, would blow through our dry bones. How we need that to happen, and how we need to be raised up with Christ and be able to preach the word in season and out of season, when convenient and inconvenient. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Can you say that to the Lord? Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Go to PayPal, www.inseason.net, and leave a gift for us so we can pay our bills. All right, Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass., 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass., 02128. Come, Holy Spirit, and give us a new Pentecost. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass., 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass., 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.